Hello everyone, hello loved ones, welcome to Infinite Love Radio. I'm Michelle Morovati, hope you're having a fantastic day. During the next 55 minutes, my intention is to support you to awaken to your true self in the present moment while we cause oneness in the now. Yes, oneness, right here, right now. That is our intention. On today's show, I will be sharing with you one of my insights from my book, 101 Transformational Insights for Mind, Body, and Soul, followed by my special guest, very special guest, Dr. Erin Orpelli of West Olympic Chiropractic. Dr. Orpelli developed a unique approach to chiropractic care, incorporating nutrition, exercise, and chiropractic adjustments as a preventive methodology. He specializes in muscle coordination and strengthening of muscles. Also specializes in sports and industrial injuries. His objective is to educate and adjust as many families as possible towards optimal health through natural zone healing care. I'm really excited to learn more about what he does. But for now, I invite you all to close your eyes, take a deep cleansing breath in, and exhale with an and allow yourself to be present with us in this moment. And now I'm going to read to you one of my insights called Rejuvenation is Your Purpose. So please stay with me in the present moment. Here we go. To rejuvenate yourself is to rejuvenate your soul. To rejuvenate yourself is to let go of the pretense and to speak the truth. To rejuvenate yourself is to be one with who you are, is to be happy with what you are. To rejuvenate yourself is to confront the issues at hand, yes. So, to rejuvenate, or not to rejuvenate? Well, to rejuvenate is to be, and why not be? The poet in you is rejuvenating you moment by moment, knowing how to live your life. For to live in the now is to rejuvenate your mind, body, and soul. Listen carefully. To rejuvenate is to reorganize your life, is to recharge your inner being, is to pass along the path of the truth and live it. To rejuvenate is to cleanse inside and out, is to bury the facade and live in the light. To rejuvenate is to cause the unwanted to disappear and to start anew. Oh, how wonderful it is to restart from the now. Take a deep breath with me in the now. To rejuvenate with the parameters of love and compassion, the warmth within the body, and therefore burn in the love everlasting within. To rejuvenate in the midst of the so-called tough times, and to revive within the self. To rejuvenate in the house of life, and to go deep within. To rejuvenate is the colors of life each moment turning to the breath of life itself. Now, are you ready to regenerate and create anew, to reprogram the old and to jumpstart your engine? Are you? Ready? Set? Go. You will never be behind. There is no such existence, only following the path of your own existence with the truth of the harmony of the universe. So-called lacks of such kind disempower those who allow them, for to rejuvenate is to call upon the almighty breath of life itself to call forth and regenerate the call for the now. To call the breath of life is to create this magnificent position of creation within and without. Now I call upon the breath of life to restart and go forth with faith and trust, allowing the light within to dissolve any and all darkness and to transmute the old into the new, to allow a rebirth of whatsoever source you would like to experience is your choice, to go forth and know that the power is within you. Again, go forth and know the power is within you. Listen, beloved ones, we are here to support you, for your beauty within is so enticing and inviting to know that the universe is so, as we are all one. We are all one is the message. With this, I shall close with gratitude for this opportunity to allow rebirth to take place right where I am and right where you are. For I am that I am, and you are that you are, and for we are all that we are, whole, perfect, and complete within the truth. And with this, I say, and so it is, bless you, for we are all one. Thank you for being present with me. I invite you again to take another deep cleansing breath in and exhale with an ah, really being present. As I'm very fortunate and honored to invite my guest to you all right now. Again, Dr. Aaron Orpelli. Please visit his website, www.drorpelli.com. Again, his objective is to educate and adjust as many families as possible towards optimal health through natural zone healing care. And I'm really excited to have him here with us. Dr. Orpelli, are you on the line?
Yes.
Hi, Dr. Orpelli. How are you?
Welcome. This was beautiful presentation. I really love what you say there.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you. I think it's aligned with your work.
Yes.
So, Dr. Orpelli, it's really a pleasure to have you with us. I know that you have so much to share with all of us. And so, I just want to start by asking you, what is your specialty?
Well,
and
my
if you
specialty...
Could speak just a little bit louder, please.
Okay. My specialty is basically to do healing conscious, body, mind, and soul, to treat the person to reach maximum health and teach him all the secrets how to stay healthy.
Mm. And so how does one achieve health?
Well, it's a few steps. Step number one, we need to understand that all different diseases, pain and ache, actually is only six different disturbance that can affect the body function. So this is number one. And then we have six centers in the brain that actually control this disturbance. It's like one is the glandular, one elimination, one nerve, one digestion, one muscular, and one circulatory. So it doesn't matter what disease the medical doctor diagnose, is falling on the body. So the goal is actually to balance these centers that associate with this disturbance, and then educate the person to remove the cause that create this thing. For example, if somebody has financial problems, after a while it can develop ulcer. So if we'll give him medication for the ulcer, it's not going to fix the problem. But if we'll change the financial situation or the person learn how to deal with it, then the ulcer will heal. And the third one is to understand that obey the body, mind, and soul laws, because there are laws for each one of them. And the minute we obey them, health arrive and then stay with us.
Mm-hmm. So I totally get what you're saying. I'm not sure if you know that I had my own challenge with lupus like 8 years ago, and thank God I'm healed. And I totally realized that covering up symptoms is not the way to perfect health. It's really going to the root cause. And so you were talking about laws of mind, body, and soul. Can you elaborate more on that?
Yes. The body has actually four laws. One is nourishment, how to create a balanced meal. The second one is movement. We need to move every single joint every day. The third one is recuperation, that is three parts. It's actually sleep, quality sleep, rest, and play. Very important, play, daily play. And the fourth one, sanitation, is actually cleaning the body from inside to outside. This is the law of the body. The law of the mind is actually all the negative ones. It starts fear, worry, selfishness, vanity, anger, criticism, anger, envy, greed, hypocrisy, prejudice, jealousy, and hate. And actually the soul are the opposite. They are the faith, hope, generosity, aspiration, patience, sympathy, non-interference, kindness, courage, forgiveness, duty, and love.
Mm.
So what we do, actually teaching this principle, how to obey the law. And if we obey the law, guess what? We stay healthy and happy.
Absolutely. And how do you teach this? Do you have classes or do you teach one-on-one?
We do both. Well, when a patient comes to us and complain about whatever, we try to find many times how is the cause that affects this. Because it's only three kinds of situation can happen. It's a physical trauma, that slip and fall, sitting for long hours, repetitive motion, strenuous exercise, car accident. The second one is poison or organic. Is anything that comes from outside, like bacteria, virus, parasite. And the third one is what we call autosuggestion, is the emotion that create the issue and intense thinking about the issue. Like if somebody hurt their lower back and now they say, my back hurt. What they do, they put so much energy on the pain in the back, they actually increase it.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to understand why is the back? Because everything in the body is actually expression of how we think and how we feel.
Mm. So I know that as we direct our energy into something, that energy grows and manifests. So you're saying the more we put our energy on a back pain, we experience more pain?
Exactly. You know, you can't fight fire with fire. You know, you want to go to the opposite polar. So if somebody has a lot of fear and you are actually help them to get more faith, as closer they become to the faith, because it's the same energy in the polar, opposite polar, they move out from the fear and they feel healthier and healthier and healthier, or worry and hope, the same thing.
So they place their focus and their energy on faith, for example.
Yes.
You mean on a daily basis, or?
Well, we need to understand exactly what is faith. Faith is actually something that we believe that God or the divine will help us to achieve, whatever it is. And the reason is we don't have the perfect knowledge how to do it without. See, if we understand the law, for example, the law of gravity, we don't need to have a fight that if I'm going to drop my book, you will fall down to the floor. We have a pure knowledge about it. But if we want to read something and we don't have the pure knowledge, then we need to have the faith. So the faith is the strong stability for our health to help us. And we need to have the faith in us that the oneness help us to reach the perfect health that we actually desire.
And in your opinion, Dr. Ropelli, what is the main cause of fear? I hear so much. I mean, you know, I think that as human beings we have fear, but some people have, like, they live in fear.
Yeah.
Day in and day out, as I speak to some people, what is your opinion on this?
Okay, let's understand. If I will ask you, who are you, what you will tell me?
I am a child of God. That's what I would
say. Okay, or you can say, I am a soul.
Yes.
The minute you are, that they are actually child of God or a soul are the same concept, is different words for the same meaning. So if you are a soul, you have a body. But the minute you are associated with the body, something can happen to the body. You can hurt it or you cannot hurt it, but something can happen. The minute you understand soul, what can happen to the soul? Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody can take it from you. This is who are you. So the minute you associate with the soul, all the fear gone. But as long as we are thinking that we are a body, it's like, think about the body is like a shirt. You need to take care of the shirt. You need to wash it. You need to iron it. You need to hang it correct. Otherwise, you get ruined and you can use this shirt. The body actually is the same thing. We need to take care of that. But it's not who we are.
Mm-hmm.
Because the body cannot operate by itself. It's just a present that we got when we're born.
Yes. And so what kind of a message do you give to those people that are consumed with fear? They live their life as fear.
Well, one of the things is to help them to understand that they're actually not a body. This is message number one that they need to do. Message number two is how to transform the energy of the polarity between fear and faith. This is number two. Now, it's four steps to deal with any negative emotion. Step number one is recognize that you have a fear. Let's say somebody has a fear from the darkness.
Mm-hmm.
And at night, they're really, really scared to go anywhere because the dark. The fear is actually not from the darkness. The fear is that something bad can happen in the dark. Like somebody will attack them or they fall down or whatever. So first thing, we need to recognize it. Second is to deal with the issue logically to eliminate the fear. And if they don't, they need to find somebody to assist them to understand the body, mind, and soul, how to logically clear the fear. And it's a process. It's not overnight that somebody has a fear. I wish it would be so easy. But as long as we understand that we are a soul and all this emotion actually, they are not who we are, is part of the activity of the brain. So we can have a choice, and this is the present that God gave us, to choose. And if we choose correct and reason correct, guess what? We eliminate it and we connect to the oneness and we move up.
Absolutely. I really appreciate what you say about choice. Because some people, some of us, feel that we don't have choice in life and we're all victims. And what else can you say about choice? I have this
I think what you say is correct, but if we start to understand that actually everything is a law and order, and the judge is the law, okay? If I don't obey the law of worry, for example, I'm worried all the time. Let me tell you, today, if I would go to Cedar Sinai and every single person that worries stop to worry instantly, 70 to 80% of the patient in Cedar Sinai will leave the hospital. This is how serious it is. Now, worry is part of fear. Fear is like the father, and worry is one of the negative emotions that come from fear. So, all this negativity, actually, if we learn how to transform it to be more connected with the soul and understand that we are a soul, or as you said, child of God, we actually improve our life and we reach four different things. We reach the health, we reach the happiness, we reach peace and prosperity, because all of them is just different energy that we project in our life.
Absolutely. And so how does a person, what's coming to me is to ask you, how does a person know what's in their subconscious mind, these beliefs that are running their lives and creating fear, doubt, worries, you know, constantly?
Okay. If you want to know what is in your subconscious, let me explain you how the subconscious... You see, when a baby born, they have no conscious. It's only subconscious. And so they are like a sponge. Anything that happened around them. I give you an example. If I'm talking on the phone and my son is sitting next to me and I am talking on the phone and I say, you know, women are terrible. You know, they marry you and just want to take your money and blah, blah, blah. And I go negative, negative, negative about women. My son playing with his toys, what kind of women he will attract when he grow up? Exactly what they program him. And he's not even knowing why. Because he has like completely open the subconscious to whatever happened around him. Now, then he will come to when by age 7 he's actually start to have the barriers, so conscious start to arrive. The second one is when we listen to people, like to our parents, to our teachers, and they put information in the subconscious and create concept. And whatever concept that we have, many times we think this is the truth. Actually, if we'll put it in a test, many times and many things that we have in our conscious or subconscious that we think they are truth, actually they are fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to put down anybody, but Santa Claus is another fantasy, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But kids, if you come and tell them truth or fantasy, they rather will have that fantasy because they feel more related to that. So the big story behind that is the message of the divine giving the goodness Not that somebody is with a red suit. I hope no kids in the line. I don't want to.
No, I think they're all in
school. But the idea is this message of the divine can give us, and we are willing to get it just because we ask for. This is the big message behind it.
Yes. So what you're saying is we should all watch what we say? Cause
not just what we say. It's like only four things that we need to do to help us to heal ourselves. Is eat well, think well, act well, and move well.
Mm. Can you repeat those four again? Can you repeat those four again?
The four things is like eat well.
Eat well.
Move well.
Move well.
Think well.
Think well.
And act well.
And act well. Wow.
The first two is the easy. Everybody know that if we will create eating our food more fruit and vegetable, it will help us. Everybody know that if we will move more and release the joint, we'll get more energy and it will be beneficial for us. Now, think well is really, really process, because we have in the subconscious a lot of concepts that are negative. And when we know about that, we need to act on that. Otherwise, we take it backward. Because there's only two ways, moving forward or backward. There's no static condition because everything else moving.
Absolutely. So how can a person change their old concepts to new concepts?
Well, the idea is like that, that we are the producer, we are the actors, so we can create whatever. So whatever we have in the subconscious, if we think everybody is like hate me, in my movie in the world is everybody hate me. It's like I am the projector. So I see on the screen everybody. But if I'm going to change now the screen that is continual all life, that now everybody will love me, I look on the screen, I say, wow, everybody love me, everybody think I am like this or like that, or whatever I put. So I need to learn how to put a new concept that they are positive in our mind. And is you need to use the five, what we call, we have five senses, and we have five inner faculties, that they are like reason, will, perception, imagination, and intuition. That the highest level is the intuition. So when we build on this, we choose right, and we trust our intuition. We create our imagination to help us to reach what we want. We can be there.
Mm-hmm.
It's just consistent work. And we don't even need to do it all the time. 51% of the time, just to improve ourselves, to grow, to become better and better.
Absolutely. And what is your opinion on affirmations? You know, there's a lot of pros and cons on affirmations. They do work, they don't work.
Well,
in your opinion?
I'll give you the two facts so you will understand by yourself. I'm not going to say affirmations are good or bad. I just will explain it to you. See, conscious, if we will measure how many bit of data transfer in the conscious, we'll find that is around 2,000 to 3,000 bit in a second. That this is very high bit. But if we'll go to subconscious, okay, we are operate in 40 million bit of data in a second. So if you will say to yourself, I am pretty conscious, but the subconscious say, no, you're not, subconscious will win. But if you create the subconscious to help you the affirmation and say, okay, I really see myself pretty, the subconscious will create the image. So now you use the 40 million beat to help you to reach the concept. So depends what you do. If you use the affirmation just to say it without feeling it and create the image, yes, it doesn't work. But if you use the imagination and the faculty to help you, you reason, you will, you see the perception, you create the imagination, any part of you, guess what? This really works. This is the way that our soul operates.
Mm. I love what you say, because in November 2005, I had a really severe accident where I was struck by an SUV as I was a pedestrian. And to get myself walking again, I used the power of visualization and imagination of feeling myself walking again. So I truly believe what you're saying.
Here, you are a pure example from what I said. You know, this is the most powerful things that human has. And the most powerful, what makes us different from animals, is actually the ability to choose. You see, if I were looking the wild and it suddenly rain and this horse is staying the rain, he doesn't know what to do, how to protect himself. He doesn't think, oh, the rain is bad, the rain is good. He doesn't. He just says it's raining and I don't feel comfortable. But he doesn't do anything. If a man stayed there, he will run maybe to wear his jacket or get undercover. We have the choose. We know how to choose intelligent to change situation. And the idea is to use this application in anything in our life. We all the time have a choice. The minute we see ourselves, we don't have a choice. You know what? You don't have a choice because you choose not to have choice.
You choose not to have choice. I love that. It's like the blind spot, right? We bring it on. We choose
you,
not to have.
If you
that's
say,
so
I don't have a choice, you're right, because you choose not to have a choice. This is your choice. And if you say, I have unlimited choices, you're right too, because you choose to have unlimited, and you just need to tap to this power, and you have it.
Oh, my God. I swear, we are so fortunate to have this power of choice that we're not aware of. Because I honestly think that we've been conditioned so much for so long that we lose this knowing.
It's true.
Right? That we do have choice. We do have choice in every aspect of our life.
And
I love that.
Just to add to what you're saying, if you take this choice and you say, I am a soul, I am not a body, I am a soul, guess what? What is soul, actually? How we explain soul?
I was just going to ask you that. For us. Explain to us, in your perspective, from your side, what is the definition of a soul?
Actually, the soul is part of connection to God. This is how the definition is. It's like fourfold on the body. We have the body, mind, soul, and spirit. So the soul actually is one of the part that is the self. This is one of the part. Like if I will take a glass and take a part of the ocean, water from the ocean, and look on the glass, this is represent the ocean, but this is not really the ocean. The soul is the same thing. It's kind part of God, but it's not really the God. It's just a part of that that has all the essence of God. And as God can create from nothing something, a soul can create from something something. Okay? So, as the Bible explained the soul, and the soul is in the breath of life. Okay?
Yes.
The soul, actually, he is the one that makes the reason to choose. And he can choose only in two ways, deductive or inductive. Okay?
Correct.
I don't know if you understand what is deductive or inductive.
Go ahead and explain.
Okay. I'll give you an example, something. I'll take it to another level. It's like, if we will look on inductive. Inductive is mean is like a lawyer doing court. They take details, and by the end of putting all the details, they say this person, as a result of all this, he committed this crime. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So they take the details and they summarize that as a result. Deductive mean I have a concept, and from this concept, I take the issue out.
Mm.
So God exists. Okay? This is deductive issue.
Yeah.
So if God exists, this is a deductive issue, we assume that he's that, and he can have this power, and he can do this.
Yeah.
So we assume that this, we don't have a question about that. Okay? So this
yeah,
is
well, some people do. Some people don't believe that God exists. So
Well, I mean, actually, if we take two peoples, we take the science and theology, and we'll put one to each other, we'll take good people, like really, like powerful people with a lot of education, and I will ask, for example, Albert Einstein, and I will ask Albert Einstein, okay, tell me what is everything? And he said, everything is energy. So how is the energy came here? So we don't know. How we destroy energy? So we don't know. We know how to transform it. Everything is energy. And I said, well, do you tell me that I am energy? Yeah. And you are energy? Yeah. And the chair is energy? Everything is energy. It's only energy exists in different vibration, in different frequency.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the philosophy of the science. If we call theology, we say, what is everything? We say, everything is God. So it doesn't matter if how we call it. Dr. Fleet called to this information X from the mathematic unknown. And he said, I don't know where this power is. The infinite brain cannot understand what is God. So it doesn't matter if you call it energy, God, Today we have over 180 different names in different religions, and people don't even believe they call it this power that is everywhere and included. And this is the oneness. So it doesn't matter if you say, I do not agree to call it God. Okay. What do you want to call it?
Exactly.
I call it Brahma. Okay, I call it Brahma. I call it Jesus. Great. I call it Allah. Doesn't matter what is the name you call.
It exists.
Nobody, all these names is present something that is unknown power.
Absolutely. For our listeners that may have just joined in, we're having a fantastic conversation, dialogue with Dr. Aaron Orpelli of West Olympic Chiropractic here in Los Angeles. He's an amazing, amazing educator, and really enjoying it. His website is, if you would like to visit, I invite you to visit www.drorpelli.com. And Dr. Orpelli, you have some classes going on, I believe, Monday evening?
Yeah, every Monday night we have free classes open to the public to study of this, the laws of the body, mind, and soul. And every time we address only one issue, we talk about that. We read from the book that Dr. Fleet wrote. It's called Ray of the Dawn. And I ask to the patients, actually, or the people invited to read the chapter before, so we have a deeper discussion about the whatever emotion or things that we'll talk. If we talk about next week, we actually, Monday, we talk about criticism. How negative is criticism and how to deal with criticism so it doesn't happen.
Fantastic. Criticism. Wow. Self-criticism, most of all, no?
Yeah,
no damage.
Criticism can be to ourselves, condemn ourselves, or to others.
Absolutely. You know, through meditation, I've noticed so much, and through my own healing with lupus, I realized how much I used to criticize myself. Oh, my God, for every little thing, everything had to be perfect, you know, and when it wasn't, I realized that I was criticizing myself and therefore weakening myself and therefore disease, dis-ease.
Yes, but you see, the opposite from criticism is a sympathy. So basically the way to transform it is actually to give yourself a sympathy. Yes, I am a soul, but I have a body and I need to take care of the body. And I really love you and care about you. And yes, you cannot perform everything that I desire and want, but you're going to. Because this is where I'm guiding you and this is what I commend to you to do.
Is sympathy and compassion the same in your opinion?
Compassion is a little bit different because compassion is actually a sympathy in different levels. See, all the emotion actually can come from two levels. Is from the animal part, that this is the mind, the negative, and from the soul level. Compassion is actually a combination of the sympathy and kindness and courage, because you need courage for to have compassion. Because let's say nobody has compassion to this specific person or thing, but you have it, so you need courage to have it. Sympathy is more in the lower level, and you need to have forgiveness. So compassion is kind of include more than one specific emotion in combination. So this is the reason we don't say compassion is the opposite from criticism, because it's more than just opposite, it's more involved. Actually, when we talk about the high levels of the oneness, one of them is to have compassion.
Find what is your perspective of oneness?
I'm sorry?
What is your perspective of the oneness? Because I practice the oneness, but, you know, what I practice may be different from yours. What is your perspective?
The way that I look on oneness is, if I ask, like what we said, the scientists or the theology, they say God. So everything is one, and if everything one is oneness. I mean, like we all part of one organic integration thing. It's like if we look on the stars and we see these stars, like really far, some of them is like 50 million light years. I mean, like they exist before even this Earth was exist, you know. They're still part of the oneness. It's only one thing in all of them. So if we will go deep inside to the cell, we'll see the chromosome, or we'll go to the space, we will see the same thing. Everything works together. It's a law and order, and the law of order of the one thing, the oneness.
Mm. So in your opinion, do we get sick when we're out of alignment and harmony with the oneness?
See, the harmony and alignment is the different levels. It can be on the physical, it can be in the mental, it can be in the spiritual level, you know. Every time we go in alignment, basically what we do, we don't obey some of the laws. As a result of that, we have a punishment. The punishment is usually most of the time pain. See, most of the people know how to deal with pain, physical pain. You know, I take medication. The hardest thing is to deal with the mental pain or spiritual pain. Okay? Mm-hmm. It's like you feel like you can't go anywhere and avoid it. And the thing is, the only way to deal with that is learn what law we didn't obey and change it. Mm-hmm. And the minute we change it, guess what? The pain starts to go away.
That's amazing. That is really amazing, the way you put it out there. It's just change it, right? Choice, change.
Always
it,
choice.
And it will go away. That's fantastic. That's really amazing. So you're talking about pain here. As someone that I bring myself up because I've been through it all. You know, not all, but the lupus, I had excruciating pain so deep, Dr. Orpelli, from my head to my toe that I wasn't able to touch it even. You know, it was so excruciating. It was like 24 hours a day, and it was so painful that no medication helped me. Only going within and clearing myself helped me. So in your opinion, you know, some people say pain is good for you. Pain causes you to go within, and some people are like against it. What is your perspective on pain? What do you have to say about pain?
As I said earlier, there are two kinds of pain, what we call the physical pain or the mental and spiritual pain. If it's a physical pain, usually it's a message there's something wrong in the body. It's like if you leave the door open and the keys is the ignition, the car will buzz or make kind of noise to tell you that the door is open and the keys is there, or the light is on, something wrong. Pain actually is a message that goes in the body to tell you something is wrong. The thing is, many times we don't know what's wrong, so we say, let's shut the symptoms.
Right.
Okay? So this is the concept. Or when it's so big and we can't handle it, we say, let's shut it down. So I don't say if it's right or wrong to shut it down. I say, let's try to find what is the cause that created it. It can be many times emotional issue that express all the time, all this physical, mental or spiritual issue expressing ourself or in our environment. This is come from the subconscious. So this is number one. And number two is when we understand that emotional pain or spiritual pain, actually, we created by ourselves by not obeying the law. And we will understand how to obey now the law and let go, forgiveness, to what happened yesterday. Then we can take ourselves to the next level. As you say, nothing can help you in your issue. But the truth is, I'm going to take, and I hope you don't going to get hurt by saying it, but
no.
The truth is, when we get sick, we actually bring it on ourselves.
Absolutely.
Okay, so it doesn't matter what is the name. The names is only guess the medical doctors say, because it looks like all these symptoms are related to the medical diagnosis book, we call it lupus. I mean, like, doesn't matter. I have patients that heal from lupus completely. I never found that 15 years later, no evidence of that. But the thing is like that, I never fight the disease. Because the minute you fight the disease, you give more energy there. Mm-hmm. I go to the opposite polarity. You see, they brought Mother Teresa and say, Mother Teresa, we have a rally against terrorism. We want you to support us. And she said, I'm not going to support you, but if you will make a rally support peace, I will support you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
For some people, it sounds the same, but it's not. If you give, as long as we fight terrorism with terrorism, terrorism becomes more sophisticated, and the fighting becomes more sophisticated, because we give to the same energy, power. If we change the polarity, and not that I say do not fight terrorism, or yes, fight terrorism, this is not what I'm saying.
Absolutely.
And I say is how we change the energy. Okay, to change in our level. First, let's start with ourselves, heal ourselves, make ourselves happy, be in peace with ourselves, get the prosperity that we want to live ourselves comfortable and happy. And then we can go to the different levels, higher level.
Absolutely. So here we have choice again. Choice
always
that we
choice.
Are creators.
Oh, yeah.
We are creators of our life moment by moment. We can create fear or faith, right?
Exactly.
We can create. Absolutely.
Actually, we have both all the time. It's not that it's one of it, but where are we leading to? Which direction will lead us, or we lead the direction?
Absolutely. You know, you mentioned before, you said mind, body, soul, spirit.
Yes.
So in your perspective, from your perspective, what is spirit?
Spirit is another name for the unknown. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
As we say in the Bible, the spirit busy molding matter, you know. Spirit is another name for this, what we call consciousness. So instead of call that consciousnessness, I mean, like so many of them, that is very confusing, we create different names to identify a little bit. But actually, spirit is another name for the unknown power that express and mold the body. Okay, some of the people call it the spirit mean of God.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the spirit work the matter and mold the body. So we call it, but the idea is behind it, this is part of the unknown and is a conscious, and this is what, see, the way work in the way that I practice is the soul make the decision what it want, the choose, and the spirit express it through the body, what is it. So if the spirit get inductive or deductive issue that is wrong, the spirit will create. It's like the person all the time negative and angry and angry and angry and hurt and hurt. Uh-huh. So say how we create kind of disease that will shut us down. So we'll get what we want. And the spirit expresses because the spirit just get one power that is deductive. It cannot induct. It cannot think for himself. It just obey.
Mm-hmm. And so where do humans fit in this evolutionary process of consciousness?
Well, it's like in the evolution, the way that we look on the evolution of consciousness, we create the first phase, the stage, the electrons. And this is what the secret book wrote on, the attraction, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Is the electron is the first phase of attraction to the minus and the plus to each other, the building blocks. The second stage is the mineral, is the organization, how all the minerals start. The third stage is the vegetables, is the adaptation. The fourth stage is the animal, is locomotion, is the beginning of start movement. The fifth stage is the human, and what is identified as a human is the reason and that we have a self. Okay, so we have the power of the divine that is self, and this is what we think that we are separate, but we're actually part of the oneness. And the sixth stage is the cosmic, and this is where we develop the intuition.
Mm. So I'm an intuitive spiritual here, and this is where...
Good. Because what happened is all this consciousness as a result of the spirit, okay, mold the material and change the stages until we will understand how to be there in the higher cosmic, you know, where Buddha was and Muhammad and Moses and Krishna and Jesus. All these great people were in this awareness in the cosmic, if it was for a short period or a long period of time, you know.
Absolutely. And you mentioned that the soul chooses?
Yes.
Chooses, you mean before reincarnation in this lifetime?
Well, if the question is like, when is your soul born? This is the question, I'm asking you a question. Where do you think your soul born?
When or where?
When.
When?
Yeah.
Wow. Whenever, from God.
Okay, when it will die.
Oh, it's eternal, it will never die.
Okay, so
it
is basically your soul is immortality.
Yes.
So we understand that we have something that is immortality, and the body, what we think is that kind of like a costume that limited us. But the minute that we understand that we are immortality, this body is just like a shirt or like a pants or like a shoes. It's as day of birth and day of expiration. So, and the idea is all the time work on the soul, how we elevate the soul to the highest cosmic level.
Mm. So does our soul know what our life purpose is? Or how can we know what our life... Because I connect my life purpose to my soul. This is the way I live. Like
okay,
once I got awakened to my soul and I actually have a dialogue with my soul and my soul tells me, you know, awakens me and tells me about my life purpose. Is that how you see it or...
Well, if I will look on that in a little bit different, actually, if you are a soul, you're not talking to yourself. You're actually talking to the spirit that's inside you,
mm-hmm.
the part of God, that
mm-hmm.
you and the part of God talking. So you are talking actually to the spirit. You are a soul that talking to the spirit to become one.
Right.
This is to become the oneness consciously and subconsciously. So then is the higher level of cosmic that you actually... Some people call these people can see the future or psychic. This is the people that succeed to see past, future, and present as one because they have a good attachment and a good connection with the spirit. So the soul and the spirit become in some level one. So if they use it in a good purpose, they elevate themselves to higher level. If they use it in a negative purpose, they slowly lose it, this connection. But the idea is how... The soul and the spirit become one. And how you know that you are one, actually you start to see things in different level. You don't actually see the things in the two dimension of bad, good and bad. Actually in three dimension. You see in the fourth dimension, everything is one.
Absolutely. Everything simply is one. You know what affirmation that I say to myself upon awakening is, I am one with my soul. I love my soul. I say this every day, and I really feel the vibration all
Wonderful.
Throughout my body.
I think this is the way that you are start to get attachment. The minute that you don't even need to say the affirmation, you actually become part of that. It's become you 24/7. Then you are reached this higher level. And we know all these people that were the great people of the high conscious level, like Jesus and Buddha, when they create the miracle that they create, they were at this level. But of course they need from the opposite side to be the receptor. As the story about Jesus, that he came to heal his own village that he couldn't. The reason is the people weren't receptive. Okay?
Right.
Because it's all the time the operator, the one who sent the message and the one that's going to act on that. If somebody wants to get well, if somebody doesn't want to come get well just because his wife sent him to my office, I'm probably not going to make him well. Because I cannot make him well. I need to get to the spirit to help me to do the job. And he refused to receive the information because whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
So he need to have all the time what we call the composite personality, the relationship between the two people become one. As what you said, the composite personality between you as a soul and the spirit become one.
Absolutely.
And you can express anything in your body or your environment you desire.
Wouldn't it be fantastic if and when we are all one? And you know what? I know that you're having a Thanksgiving food drive. It's close to my heart what you're doing for... The people from October 8th to November 16th. Can you tell us more about that?
We basically try to help the community as much as we can, and we have a lot of different churches around that people that they help. So we try to collect the food here, and anybody who give us, we actually give them a ticket, and then we give them a present for help us to collect some food to give to the homeless all around. And next week, actually, we deliver it all the time because I didn't want the office will look only a market because we're too much. But so we deliver it all the time. We start already to deliver it, but we still have a lot of bags here. But the idea is to help to the homeless, and after that, we're going to help to kids that have no toys for Christmas. So we collect toys there too from the 18th until December.
18th of November to
December, I think 18.
That's beautiful. And where are you doing this? At your office?
In my office. People bring toys that are clean and nice and neat, unwrap, you know, and we give it away.
That's beautiful. For the people that are residing or visiting here in Los Angeles, Dr. Opelli is at the West Olympic Chiropractic, that is 8950 West Olympic Boulevard, Suite 206, Beverly Hills, California, 90211. And can you give us the number, phone number, where people can reach you?
It's 310-278-4567.
Yes, again, 310-278-4567. And Dr. Opelli has his complementary metaphysical study group Monday evenings at 7 o'clock. This is ongoing?
Yes.
Ongoing. Do people need to call in advance?
They can just show up.
They can just show up.
Actually, to the radio, I think they will better will call because I don't want... we have only 30 seats, so we don't want... it will be overflooded.
Oh, my God. Dr. Opelli, this has been really a pleasure. You have so much to offer. Not only knowledge and information, but really putting it into practice and really being it I feel like you're here as spirit doing what you're doing, not as human.
Thank you.
If that makes any sense.
And make for you.
it makes for me because I'm totally getting the vibrations. Before we close, do you have a short message for the listeners?
Well, the idea is to start the process on growth. Because if we are a soul, and the idea is how we elevate the soul to the highest level we can be, you see, there's a lot of different messages there, but the idea is to pick up the messages that help us to grow and not the messages that make us move backward. So find yourself a metaphysical study or group you can welcome to come here and start the work to work on your body, mind, and soul to elevate yourself to the highest you can do.
Mm. Beautiful. And with that, we say, and so it is, amen to that. Thank you very much for being present with us. I really enjoyed, and I'm sure all the listeners really enjoyed all of your teachings. And again, Dr. Orpelli's website is www.drorpelli.com. That's drorpelli.com. Thank you very much, Dr. Orpelli, and have
You're welcome.
Beautiful weekend.
Thank you.
And that's Infinite Love for this week. Next week, my special guest is Rabia Hayek, is a visionary and creator of the Breathe Together Conscious Flow Method, and is also the author of The Secrets of Breathing. You can learn more about him at www.breathetogether.net. For now, I invite you to take a deep cleansing breath in. Breathe in infinite love into every cell in your body and breathe out infinite love and give it back to the whole world, for we are all one. I invite you to do this every day, breathe in infinite love, as it will rise your consciousness, it will help you be at peace and full of love. There's also... Now I want to invite you to visit my healing practice website at www.spiritualityinsideandout.com to learn more about me. You only have two more days. On Sunday, November 11th, I'm having a fundraising event via the hand-to-hand ministry of Agape International Spiritual Center to raise money for the homeless, to raise the quality of their life. As Dr. Orpelli is doing it through his way, we're doing it this way. Please visit our nonprofit organization at www.causeoneness.org. Let us all unite and create this planet as love, as unity, as oneness, as peace, as prosperity, as healing and inspiration, transformation for all. For we are truly, truly one, coming from the same source. Let us unite as one here, consciously and unconsciously. And with this, I say thank you. I'm Michelle Morovati, and have a blessed week. Till next week, goodbye.